Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
826 and a half live to Pasadena, California. We go to talk to Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who's getting ready for the Rose Parade. How you doing, Lieutenant Governor?
I'm doing great. I'm out here with our Ag Commissioner, Mike Strain. He's on the air with us, too.
Hey, Mike, how you?
It's cool out here.
Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you. Having a wonderful time here in Pasadena.
I bet you're having a blast with all those flowers being a Commissioner of Agriculture.
Absolutely. And look, we have rice, we have crushed oyster shells, we have flowers, we have all these certified Louisiana products here on display. You know, from Gulf to Gumbo, we're celebrating our seafood industry, also our certified Louisiana products, and everything in between.
I see a picture of you they sent me of you holding a shrimp. Is that made of flowers?
It is made of this rice on this. This shrimp is made from with rice. And, of course, all over the float, everything is, we have rice, and then we will be placing 100,000 roses into this float. And so it is going to be magnificent.
Yeah,
crushed oyster shells, rice, flowers.
Everything's got to be covered in a weed, a seed, or some kind of product. You can't have any steel showing. So it takes a lot of work going into this float to get that done in 3 days.
So it's got to be all organic things, Billy, and you're using things from Louisiana. Is that what's going on?
Absolutely. It's the first time they allowed crushed oyster shells to go on a float. But we brought out Louisiana rice, and then we'll have over 100,000 roses, orchids, carnations. Those will start going on today. You have to put those on last minute so they look good for the parade. So in about an hour, we're going to have volunteers from Louisiana showing up. Over 100 Louisianans came out to help us decorate this float over the next couple of days to get it ready for the parade.
And that goes on until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Louisianians that live in California, guys?
Well, we actually have LSU, Tulane, Grambling, and Southern alumni, but also over 100 Louisianans made the trip out to help us put. So they came out here just to help us decorate the float. And last night, John Foster, who will be performing live during the parade, was at the Rose Stadium to perform for all the volunteers. We had an event last night at the Rose Stadium. So it's pretty special out here. Louisiana kind of steals the show. We found a little old lady in Pasadena from New Orleans. She owns a beignet truck. So this morning from 4 a.m. to 10, we've got hot beignets and cafe au lait for all the people out here decorating the floats.
Are you serious? You really did find a little old lady from Pasadena?
Absolutely. The beignet box.
Yep.
That's right. Beignets all day.
That's awesome. Tell me about the smell of where you are. I got to imagine it's just overpowering with the flowers, huh?
It is incredible, isn't it, Billy?
Yeah, you walk into the dent and there's hundreds of thousands of every kind of flower in the world. They ship in some of them. I don't even know what they call them. And to see the volunteers working on all the floats, there's about 20 floats in this den that will be worked on at the same time, and people bringing trays and trays of flowers in, telling us where to put the flowers on the float. It's something everybody in Louisiana ought to be on their bucket list to come out here and do one time.
So when it comes to parades, and we're used to Mardi Gras, are people lined up already on the streets or not?
They actually camp out the night before. You know what's incredible? Is there 20 deep camping out. You know, we camp out for Mardi Gras to get a good position to catch throws.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried every year, but they will not let us throw anything. So this year what we did is we made bandanas with our logo, because there's a lot of dogs on the route. So we give out these bandanas to put around the dogs' necks to promote Louisiana.
You hand them off the float or what? There's people that are walking.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Awesome. Guys, I hope y'all have a great time. Tell me real quick about the float.
It's a Gulf to Gumbo. It's going to be a shrimp boat on the front, a big pot of gumbo with a pelican stirring it. Hopefully we'll bring home an award this year.
Gem of the ocean. You see the French market. You see the crabs, the shrimp. It's magnificent.
Happy New Year to both of y'all. Both of your friends, I appreciate you.
Happy New Year.
You bet.
Happy New Year, my friend.
You bet. Billy Nungesser and Mike Strain, Lieutenant Governor, Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, 831. Time for traffic, news, everything else now on WWL.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats.
But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.